Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Hour number three on Upstate. Stand-up comedy draft here in about an hour. I've already gotten a few responses to that, so there we go. We'll read some of those out. We'll have Paul Varghese on the airwaves with us. Lonzo is behind the glass. Clemson University, the spot the troll study. This is way more important and way more impressive than anything Clemson will do to Citadel this Saturday. So Lonzo took the spot the troll quiz earlier, and basically what Clemson University has done, they did a study and they examined on these Twitter accounts that could be Russian bots, and they let you decide if you're able to spot the difference. So there's 8 different accounts. Lonzo just took the spot the troll quiz. How many did you get correct out of the 8, Lonzo?
I got 5 out of the 8.
5. And was it really difficult to really tell? Were a few of those like, okay, that's obvious? Or was it really tight?
Well, there was one that I got wrong, that they said Rutgers was in one state, and the guy says that he works at Rutgers and he lives in a different state. That's why I got it wrong. And
wow.
I'm not sure how legitimate this is, because it's wrong. I really think that this whole spot a troll is just to troll you to see which side of the aisle you are in an election, because that's all it is. That's all it is. It's left and right tweets or Facebook posts. Facebook is a lot easier to figure out what a troll is than Twitter is.
I agree.
I get stuff on Facebook all the time, friends. And back when social media first started, I would just click yes all the time. But now, as a person in media, I got to be careful. So I always,
right,
I will go into their story. I will look at their pictures, see if they have a lot of pictures, and check it out that way before I click yes on a friend request.
I missed number 2. I thought Harmony Anderson was a real person. It was a picture of a normal-looking person that you would expect to look like a Harmony Anderson. And I missed that one. She said she's from Ankeny, Iowa, which sounds like an authentic Iowa town.
Does it? Ankeny. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, if your name is Harmony Anderson, you sound like you're from a town named Ankeny, Iowa.
See, I disagree. If your name's Harmony, you're from California.
Right.
People in the Midwest, they don't name their kid Harmony.
So if you want to take the quiz, you can go to @CarterThePower. I tweeted a link out. And the reason why this is important, and I know we do this, or Mark does this, we do our top 5 stories at 5. We'll get to that in a moment. But the one thing I think this quiz teaches us is that we should always be skepticism. We should always be skeptical of any information that is headed our way, especially if it's coming from a person of power. And I bring this up because we were briefly talking about the Big Ten last hour. And I was really skeptical of the Big Ten to begin with because they came from a point of dishonesty before any of the kerfuffle that we're in now started. They said that they were hoping the ACC would go along with them in canceling the college football season. I don't really believe that to be true, but if it were true, and if they did expect that to happen, that is very flawed logic. Whether or not we choose to do so, we like to compare ourselves to other people, and we like to make drastic, life-changing decisions when other people make those drastic, life-changing decisions. Where the Big Ten messed up was that the biggest decision that they've had to make, which is not having a season this year, when they made that decision weeks ago, they made the final call on it based on if the ACC were going to come along with them. That is flawed logic. You should never in your life make a decision based on what someone else does. You shouldn't. It should play a role, but your own decision should be your own decision. And when you do things based on what other people do, especially if they indirectly aren't involved with your life, that's where trouble begins. And that leads us to our first big story today, top five stories at five. It is a decision. Baylor and Houston have postponed their game because of a COVID outbreak. And this is very interesting. This is from Brooks Cabuena of The Advocate in Baton Rouge. The Southeastern Conference actually released guidelines today on how many players need to be available to play in order for a game to happen. Via Brooks, teams will need to at least have 53 scholarship players, but it can't just be 53 random players. There must be 7 scholarship offensive linemen and at least 1 center available. There must be 1 quarterback available, and there must be 4 defensive linemen available. Teams that do not meet the 53-player threshold still has the option to play the game if the team elects to play. Otherwise, the game will be rescheduled or declared a no contest. So now the SEC is a lot like the NFL, where you have to officially designate players at positions. So that is story number one. Once again, COVID-19 affecting our daily lives. And it sucks. But like I've said from the get-go, the fact that we're even playing is a miracle in and of itself. So, once again, SEC games, for it to happen, for South Carolina to play Tennessee, not this weekend, but the next, 53 scholarship players, 7 scholarship offensive linemen, 1 quarterback, and 4 defensive linemen. Story number two. Giannis wins the MVP over LeBron James. I know South Carolina, not a huge NBA state. NBA not as big as the South as it is other parts of the country. I'm fine with Giannis winning the MVP. He's not the most valuable player, though. The most valuable player is LeBron James. But if the MVP is a regular season award, I'm fine with Giannis winning it. But if we can come to the agreement, now that we saw what happened with Kawhi, now that we saw what happened with Giannis, when you factor in everything, it goes without question that not only LeBron James is the greatest player of the modern era, it is without question over this decade and a half stretch of dominance, he is the best basketball player by a country mile. Definitely way better than Kobe. Definitely way better than Duncan, James Harden, whoever you want to throw out there. Did I really just say James Harden? Whoever you want to throw out there. LeBron is that much better. But, yes, Giannis did win the MVP. But I'm about to give you a stat that will blow you away about LeBron James. And I got to shout out my dude Dan Feldman of Pro Basketball Talk at NBC. He spotted this. LeBron James has now surpassed Michael Jordan for MVP share of the voting. So not how many MVPs has LeBron won, it's his MVP shares, which is basically how much of an MVP vote have you gotten accumulated over the stretch of period of dominance. And LeBron has not only surpassed Michael Jordan in that, he also surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in years where he received at least a first, second, or third place MVP vote, which is flat out ridiculous. It's one thing when you are dominant for an elite or a short period of time. It's another thing when you're kind of good at something for a long period of time. Bo Jackson was elite for a short period of time in both football and baseball. Over a long period of time, Craig Biggio, he was never an elite baseball player, but he was pretty good, all-star level. But the top 1% of not only basketball players, but athletes around the world, with the most ridiculous hype we've ever seen from any team sport athlete, LeBron has not only reached it, but he has surpassed it. And tonight, game one, Nuggets versus Lakers. He has the Lakers in pole position. Obviously, I think the Lakers match up better against the Nuggets than they do the Clippers. Lakers are 7-point favorites tonight. So, whether or not LeBron deserved to win this regular season award, that's a debate for a different day. But the truth is that today was another milestone for an incredible athlete that we have been lucky to witness. Story number three, huge fantasy football implications here. George Kittle ruled out. So for you fantasy owners like myself, that's a Kittle owner. You got to go dig for a new tight end. Here's a name that you should look out for. And I'm shocked that they are not owned in as many leagues. Dallas Goedert, who I think is already a better tight end than Zach Ertz for the Philadelphia Eagles, and Jonnu Smith of the Tennessee Titans. It is shocking how many leagues they're available in. Also, Michael Thomas, another first-round fantasy pick. Sources say that he might be available for Monday Night Football. I doubt he plays. Ankle sprain looks pretty bad. Michael Thomas is one tough son of a gun. You need to find another option. So that's story number three. Some breaking NFL injury news for you. Story number four. And this is from a Clemson vantage point. You play the Citadel tomorrow. And I understand my Citadelians listening today, you're pretty fired up just because this game is happening. I would be too if I went to the Citadel. But that's not the game that you should focus on. If you're a Clemson fan, story number four is Louisville versus Miami. Two talented rosters. If you're a Clemson fan, you need to be rooting for Miami. De'Eric King needs to show up and show out, because in just a few weeks, we'll get Clemson and Miami. For Trevor Lawrence to win the Heisman this year, he needs high-profile matchups. And if the U is undefeated heading into that game, that's something that ABC can sell to the masses. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't get high-profile matchups, it's hard for him to win the Heisman, especially knowing that Spencer Rattler is going to put up a ridiculous amount of points and numbers at Oklahoma. So if you're a Clemson fan, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. You hope that you get out of tomorrow with no injuries. But also, you hope that Miami, even if they lose, you hope De'Eriq King looks really good. Because in week one, it was kind of, mixed bag. And then story number five. And I know South Carolina is a big golf state. Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau, however you say his last name. 2-under 68. Lowest round at the 120th U.S. Open. Justin Thomas also in the mix. Tiger Woods? Let's not talk about that. Us big Tiger fans are not happy about that. Still, can Bryson DeChambeau, who's not well-liked by everyone, the muscular guy that everyone's like, is he juicing? If he is still in contention, I think that's really good for the U.S. Open. Golf needs more villains in a gentleman's game. You still need villains. Tennis is better with Novak Djokovic being a bad person. Bryson DeChambeau, or however you say his last name, with his muscles. I'm in a group chat with a bunch of golfers. They hate him. They hate BDEC. But if you're a golf fan, you have the two most hated people in American golf, Patrick Reed and DeChambeau, as your leaders through round two. So it's fascinating. Coming up next, more from ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Upstate. 844 GSP ESPN. Oh, yeah, we're fired up. The mighty Citadel. How will Clemson overcome it? We go to Marcel. Oh, yeah, he's got a preview for us. Marcel, what do you think about tomorrow's game with the hashtag Clemson family?
Well, I just tweeted on Twitter at AfterDarkMarcel and Carter, my friend. I believe that I followed you. You can follow me back, please.
Okay, I'll hit you with the I'll do this.
The follow button.
Okay, no. Here's the thing. I don't just follow. I can't just toss these follows around to everyone. My determination on if I'm going to follow you is this Clemson versus Citadel breakdown. So let me hear what you got, man.
Okay, Carter. It's about defense, tackled, and bring the touchdown to our orange and purple, to the Death Valley. We got the Citadel tomorrow. And the ACC Network will bring the game live, or the Clemson Tigers Radio Network will hear the game action from the Memorial Stadium. And, Carter, on an important note, my friend, Clemson has taken enhanced health and safety measures to curb the spread of COVID-19. Please follow all postal instructions while visiting Clemson's campus. Be safe, wear a mask, stay social distance, 6 feet. And wash hands in 20 seconds. Trust me.
They need to soak those hands. They need to they need to wash them in very, very, very well. So, Marcel, you're calling in from New York, man. Where do you live in New York, brother?
Well, I live in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And I am a true Clemson fan. That is because I am a New York sports ambassador for all of my teams.
I like it, man. I was supposed to move to Queens in February, Marcel, but
what?
COVID-19 got the best of me, man. Queens Astoria. I had a place lined up and everything. I was moving in with my best friend from college, got affordable rent, which is never known in New York City, and I was going to go live the stand-up comedy dream, grind, try and get past at the Cellar. So I'm very jealous, man, that you're in one of the best cities on the planet.
Well, yeah, that because of the coronavirus, New York is the epic center of this pandemic. Look at the bright side. The sun is almost getting to sunset here in Brooklyn, along with you guys in Queens. Believe me, we got schools reopened, we got restaurants reopened, we got businesses reopened. Everything is heading back to normal, but Dr. Fauci allowing us that we will not be normal until next year.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. Guess what? Your update was good enough. I'm happy to follow a New Yorker. Marcel, man, I appreciate the call. One final thing. Who scores the first touchdown for Clemson tomorrow?
Well, Trevor Lawrence. Representing our guys of the Clemson world, the Clemson universe, the Clemson family, believe me.
All right, Marcel. Keep going. The floor is yours, Marcel.
Psalm 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Together we will be rejoiced and be glad in it." At After Dark Marcel, be sure to follow me, everyone, for updates on Clemson and the rest of my sports ambassador.
Well, thanks for the call, Marcel. Yeah, there you go. Marcel got my follow. I'm happy to follow a fellow New Yorker. It does look like he's a Met fan. I'm more of a Yankee guy, but so be it. If you want to follow that genius call, call 844-GSP-ESPN. That is 844-477-3776. You see there, Alonzo? I actually got it down.
Hey, good for you. I think that's the first time you've read it today, unless I've been real pretty busy. So we still got an hour and a half left in the show for you to botch it. So we'll see.
I know. Coming up, we mentioned stand-up comedy. We'll do another stand-up comedy draft. All the lovely people of South Carolina, when we did this stand-up comedy draft, you guys destroyed my picks. Yeah, I mean, I have never in my sports radio career gotten the vitriol. And I know that's a big word for me, but vitriol. I mean, it was toxic, nasty tweets sent my way. How in the world could you have drafted Brian Regan when Bill Burr was still on the board? Okay? Now, actually, Bill Burr was off the board, but still, they stuff. Chappelle a few times. He's going to be our guest, Paul Varghese, so he knows a thing or two about stand-up comedy. And Paul Varghese is the heavy favorite in Vegas to have a better draft than me this time around. Should be fun. So I struggle with this all the time. I struggle with determining who will be a better quarterback. I really do struggle. Trust me. There are people that got paid American dollars in the millions just to draft Mitchell Trubisky over Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. We all make bad decisions in life. But the most critical decision you make as a coach is who is your quarterback going to be? And obviously, if you're a South Carolina fan, you have had plenty of opportunity to digest the big news of the weekend. And we all know what that is, right? Colin Hill getting the starter's job over Ryan Helinski. And I know that South Carolina doesn't play tomorrow. They play the very next Saturday. In Williams-Brice Stadium, the Tennessee Volunteers will be coming to town, who have had their fair share of quarterback issues over the past few years themselves. The hardest thing about determining who your starting quarterback is going to be is that you don't have live competition before the year begins. So even if there wasn't COVID-19, college football, a sport where the regular season matters more than anything else, is the only major American sport that we have that doesn't have preseason games, that doesn't have preseason scrimmages, that doesn't have any of that. So the scary thing as a college coach, the most important decision you have to make about your team, you make it based on something that you're not allowed to see. How does a quarterback react when they don't know what the defense is doing? How does a quarterback react when they can actually get hit in practice? How does a quarterback react when they're not wearing the green jersey to show that they're not supposed to get hit? So my problem with the decision over Colin Hill is that Colin Hill over Helinski is that you don't know how he's going to react when he gets hit by an SEC defensive player. And yes, Colin Hill has had some games against SEC teams when he was at Colorado State. I get it. But it is a big leap to start someone with no experience over someone that has 11 games of SEC experience and probably more favoritism in the locker room. Making quarterback decisions make or break your school. Not every school can be Ohio State, where if you pass off on Joe Burrow, you're still okay. Your decision. I want your thoughts, South Carolina fans. Who should have been the starter? Colin Hill or Ryan Helinski? Hit me up at Carter the Power or 844-477-3776. We'll read off some of your responses next on Upstart.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Alrighty, ESPN Upstate. So, two to three people that DM'd me during the break said that they would have gone with Ryan Olinsky. This is from Michael, who says, Carter, I'm sure the coaching staff has seen them more than you have, so I'm confident with them selecting Colin Hill. And I've said that repeatedly, that is a perfectly fine reasoning right there. I mean, we're not in the building, but I bring back resident South Carolina fan Lonzo, and we talked about it during the first hour. It is interesting to see them go with the new guy. I just thought the whole time, Lonzo, that they were just going to roll Holinsky back out there.
There was a time where I would have went the loyalty route, and I have as far as what players should play, but I have my eyes have been opened as far as that goes. I think you got to play the guy who you think has the best shot to win you games, and if the coaching staff thinks it's Hill, then that's who you go with.
Exactly. Now on to more important news. I just saw this. I did not know that there was a She-Hulk in the Marvel Universe. But there is. And they have nabbed Tatiana Maslany, a Canadian actress, as the She-Hulk in a new Marvel series. So my question to you, Lonzo, I think you told me you were a Marvel guy. What are your thoughts on this, man? This is big news.
Well, I'm a comic book guy all around. I collect more DC stuff, but I do love the Marvel movies. And I did know there was a She-Hulk. And I'm excited about it. I want to see what they can do with it. And I think she should do a pretty good job at it.
There you go. I know I just threw that out to you, but that just kind of shocked me. I didn't know. I'm happy that there is. And I didn't know, you know, for my Marvel nerds out there, I like Marvel. I don't read the comics. Love the movies. I did not know that the Miles Morales Spider-Man on Netflix with John Mulaney and all these people, I didn't know that that was an actual comic. Is that true, Lonzo, that the animated Spider-Man was an actual Spider-Man series?
Yeah, Miles Morales has been around for a while. I don't know how many years, but he has been around for a while, and that is definitely a thing.
God, this is just great. I really like that. I know that, you know, the comic book nerd inside of me, it's interesting because my dad grew up a huge sports fan, a huge card collector. I obviously am a huge sports fan. My brother hates sports. Folks, he hates it. He despises it. But what has connected us are these Marvel movies, these comic books. He's a big comic book guy. So whatever floats your boat, I'm all about it. 844-GSP-ESPN. So I was told at the last second, because Mark is sick, that's why I'm filling in. I was told that I was going to be doing the show today, and I was doing more prep to get ready for the show, but this happens all the time, Lonzo, and it's hard for me to keep up with this because, you know, my main focus is obviously the college and the pro sports. But what is the status of high school football in the South Carolina region right now?
We actually will start having high school football. There are jamborees this weekend, maybe even tonight, and actual high school football starts next week.
Good. It's good.
It's a shortened schedule.
And I say that.
It's a shortened schedule. There's only eight games, if I recall. But still, they're gonna do that. They're going to have a playoff, and they're going to have a championship.
Good. And what was the name of – and I wanted to shout him out because I heard him when I was getting ready to do Mark's shows a few weeks ago. What's the name of the really good local high school football reporter that comes on Mark's show? I followed him. I forget his name, though. What's his name?
I don't know if we want to give him that much credit. But, no, it's Cole Bryson, who is also the voice of Burns football, good. Which can be heard every Friday night right here on ESPN Upstate starting next Friday.
I'm pumped up. So shout out to you, Cole. I know I don't know you, but I heard you, and he's really enthusiastic about high school football. And I bring that up because high school football, to me, is the lifeblood of our country. I think it's the lifeblood of football. Now, I know a lot of us, we can all connect with bigger programs like Clemson or LSU or South Carolina, and we connect with our NFL teams because that transcends the areas that we live in. The one thing about high school football is that it truly is a local sport. It is a sport where if you live in a smaller town, I grew up in a small town called El Dorado, Arkansas, you know people on the team. You have a next door neighbor who's a son, or you have a niece who's married to somebody and they have a kid that plays for the local team. And to me, that's what makes high school football important. It is the true local sports. And I believe all sports stations locally should run high school football on Friday nights, because if you want to be a local station, you should have local football. That's what it's all about. And as much as I love college football, I think it's more important to have high school football. Simply because I hear this, and this has been a big argument for college football to be had this year, is that all these small college towns, they are so heavily reliant on the revenue that college football brings it. Whether it be Clemson or Columbia or wherever. And I'm really hoping that we can have a full high school football season. Now, my town in Arkansas has had 2 weeks of high school football, and it's gone okay. So I'm happy to hear that South Carolina is having high school football this year. And it needs to happen. We got to have it. I think college football can survive without having a year. I'm a little bit more worried about high school football and how important gate revenue is for high school football. So, Lonzo, before we hit this break, I remember a few weeks ago the story that South Carolina will have fans at their games. What is there restrictions, or is there anything that the people should know about for high school football heading into next week? What do you know?
I don't remember the exact details. I know there are limited fans, and if you go right to whichever high school that you're planning to attend for a game, if you go to their individual websites, they'll have the details on them. But it will not be full stadiums. There are limited, and a lot of them are going to ticket sales online so they can control the amount that's in there. So you just need to check out your local high school's website.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. I know I just threw it on you, but I was like, man, I really hope that we're getting high school football this week. So we'll keep you up to date on that on Upstate. It's important, people, if we're going to have high school football this year, wear your mask, socially distant, be smart, respect other people's space, because, man, it's tough. You know, I have a comedy gig this weekend, and the social distancing requirements are taken very strictly. So, you know, just be respectful for other people's space. It's just basic humanity. I know we're all dealing with this. We're all trying to figure out what's going to happen next. So it's very important that if we're going to have a high school football season, we got to keep up and we got to do even better than what we're doing right now. Coming up next, we'll take a few more of your phone calls. Don't forget, we got a comedy draft on the way. It's 844-GSP-ESPN. Upstate!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Your friend Carter Bryant filling in for Mark Ryan. Yeah, did a little research here. And Burns football. Oh, man, a Spartanburg matchup? Okay, I'm all about it. Once again, Burns football heard here on ESPN Upstate. I'm just happy that high school football's happening. It's a good thing. Very happy to be filling in for Mark Ryan. You know, I've never in my life met Mark Ryan. So what is it like working with him on a daily basis, Lonzo? I mean, honest opinion. I mean, I want you to take the gloves off. Honest opinion on Mark.
Well, I would say I haven't seen him in 6 months. So, you know, there's that. No, really, I haven't. Because of COVID, he broadcasts from his apartment. So
right.
I haven't seen him in a while. He and I have that brother relationship where you want to beat your brother up. Still your brother, but you still would like to beat him up. That's us.
Yeah.
So he kind of has that relationship with everybody. So if you were working with him on a daily basis, you also would want to beat him up.
And you see, that's how I think radio hosts should be. I really do. I think radio hosts should be your friend, but they should also push you. That's my favorite thing with how Mark does radio. And I think that's why he asked me to fill in for him just a few weeks ago. I think that's why they asked me to fill in for him, because he and I view sports the same way. We want to push you. And that's why, you know, I bring this up, and I know this is English Premier League soccer, but this is kind of important. And this obviously will involve college football. It will involve everything moving forward. What the EPL is doing this Saturday is that they're moving a lot of their marquee games to their online service, Peacock, which means you have to pay their monthly fee to watch the games, which I'm fine to do. I mean, I'm a big Liverpool fan. But what you're going to see happening is a lot more marquee games are going to get put behind a paywall, the paywall. A lot of newspapers are behind a paywall where you have to pay a service to watch the content. I just think it's so cool that there are stations like ESPN Upstate, like ESPN affiliates around the country, that give you free content. And you can listen, ESPNUpstate.radio.com. You can listen to all the podcasts. They're all there ready for you to go. You can hear our boy Ben Mintz last week giving us some good gambling picks. Or last hour. And I just find that so cool that, you know, it's free. What's going to happen to content, whether it's The Athletic, whether it's any kind of online service you take, whether it be The Athletic or whether it be OnlyFans, who cares? It's going to get behind a paywall. So I used to take it for granted, but man, more and more sports are going to go behind a paywall. Now, I know there's always an illegal stream out there. But I'm telling you, as more important things get put behind a paywall, more things are going to be tougher to watch behind that paywall with an illegal stream. I tried to do that yesterday with Bengals versus Browns. And Lonzo, every single time I clicked on an illegal stream, I got some Russian info or something like that. And I feel like my computer is infiltrated now. So I'm a little nervous, man.
You absolutely have to be careful with that sort of thing. I mean, I would say your best bet would have been to go to a sports bar, but I don't know if any of them are open where you're at and watch
right.
it there. I did.
And that
I have NFL Network, so I was good.
Yeah. And you see, I had to watch it. I'm an LSU fan. I wanted to see Joe Burrow. And coming up in just a moment, I'll run back what we led today's show with. Why yesterday was a really good day if you're a Clemson football fan. Yesterday, in fact, told you a lot about Dabo Swinney. And that's coming up here in about 5 minutes. We'll have another comedian draft with Paul Varghese in just a second. But I'm dead serious about this content stuff. I'm dead serious. More and more stuff is going to get put behind a paywall. And I know, why would I pay for something I can normally get for free? Well, the fact that it was free to begin with is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So I just find it really cool that there's still some places out there that give you free sports content, like ESPN Upstate, on the radio. This station is doing well. A lot of stations are not. And that's because of you listeners. So it's important to keep supporting. It's important to keep supporting local. I love the fact that ESPN, like I said last segment, is having local high school football on Friday nights with my friend Cole, who I've never met, but I think he's really good at what he does. So, yeah. Because when I heard earlier, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to pay to watch Liverpool soccer? I then did a 180 and I said, wait, it's only a few bucks a month for me to watch a team that plays hundreds of thousands of miles away from me overseas on a high-definition stream. It's crazy. So it's interesting how the content wars are playing itself out. Because I keep hearing, the ratings are down in the NBA. It's not because of politics. It's not because of any of that. It's because competition is up. There's more stuff you can do. Final hour coming up next. It's ESPN Upstart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.